I call the Senate Resources Committee to order. Today is Friday, April 12, 2024, and the time is 3:57 p.m. We're here in Juneau. Please turn off your cell phones. Where's mine? Oh, yes, it's off. Okay, cool. Members present today, Senator Kawasaki, Senator Clayman, Senator Kaufman, Senator Dunbar, myself, Senator Giesel. Senator Wilkowski and Senator Bishop are away on other state business. We have a quorum to conduct business. Thank you to Sav Danbart and to Dylan Williams for helping us out today. So we have three items on the agenda. Senate Bill 171 is a residency requirement, hunting, trapping, fishing by Senator Bjorkman. Then we're going to hear two appointees, confirmation hearing on two appointees, Regulatory Commission of Alaska, John Espindola, and Board of Fisheries, Marit Carlson Van Dort. So we'll start out with Senate Bill 171, Residency Requirements, Hunting, Trapping, Fishing by Senator Bjorkman. So we've previously heard this bill. We've taken public testimony on it. There was an amendment deadline set, and no amendments were received. I am looking to Senator Clayman for a motion.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move to report Senate Bill 171, Work Order 33-LS1123-A as an apple and a committee with individual recommendations and attach zero fiscal notes.
All right. Seeing no objection, the bill is moved from committee. We will sign the committee reports at the conclusion of this meeting. So next up, we have appointees. We have two before us today. The plan is to hear a brief statement from each appointee. Then committee members will have the opportunity to ask questions. We'll have public testimony and then advance to the next appointee. So first of all on the list, I'm going to invite Regulatory Commission of Alaska appointee John Espindola to the table. Mr. Espindola is here in person. Welcome. Thanks for being here today. So if you would give us your name and affiliation and then proceed with your statement, welcome.
Thank you. For the record, my name is John Espindola, Commissioner with the Regulatory Commission of Alaska. I've been appointed to serve the remainder of former Commissioner Dan Sullivan's term, which expires March 1st, 2025. I am originally from the Pueblo of Laguna, which is located on the Laguna Reservation in New Mexico. I lived on the reservation for 18 years, and after graduating high school in Grants, New Mexico, I moved to Albuquerque to attend the University of New Mexico, where I received a bachelor's degree in political science and a minor in Native American studies. I met my wife in 2002, married her in 2005, and have been married for just under 19 years. In 2015, my wife Dana, my daughter Ariana, and my son Matthias moved from Albuquerque, New Mexico to Eagle River, which is where I currently reside. In 2002, while still in college, I began working for a commercial and residential plumbing and heating contractor, eventually becoming a journeyman gas fitter. Immediately after receiving my degree from the University of New Mexico, I was promoted to vice president of the company, where I focused on company growth by expanding the company's portfolio of service contracts and construction projects, which established a stable foundation for growth. Then in 2006, I was recruited by the largest IBEW electrical contractor in New Mexico at that time to manage a newly established mechanical division. During my eight-year tenure, I continued managing plumbing, mechanical, electrical, and utility projects and service contracts. I eventually became professionally licensed as a contractor in the mechanical and plumbing trades, and also became professionally licensed contractor in water, sewer, natural gas, wastewater, telecommunications, utility work. My current contractor licenses include an MM98 master mechanical and a GF9 utility contractor license. In 2008, I was appointed by the mayor of Albuquerque and confirmed by city council as a member of the Albuquerque Energy Council. During this five-year term, I provided guidance to government leadership on energy policy for the city of Albuquerque. Throughout my professional career in New Mexico, I was actively involved with my tribe, serving a five-year board term with the Pueblos Housing Authority, an eight-year term for the Pueblos Utility Authority, and less than a year as a board member of the Laguna Community Foundation. In 2018, I resigned as chairman from the Pueblo of Laguna Utility Authority to work full-time with the Dunleavy administration. I worked with Governor Dunleavy for over 4.5 years until my appointment to the commission in June of 2023. While working in the executive branch, I served in numerous roles, such as the governor's personal assistant, the governor's office liaison for the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development, the liaison for the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, as well as a policy advisor on energy-related matters. I helped establish the Governor's Office of Energy Innovation through Administrative Order 340 and supported the launch of the Alaska Energy Security Task Force through Administrative Order 345. I was also responsible for organizing the Governor's inaugural Alaska Sustainable Energy Conference in 2022 and in 2023. I am proud to say that in addition to highlighting the abundance of energy resources within the state, as well as highlighting numerous opportunities for energy projects, the 2023 Alaska Sustainable Energy Conference attracted the participation of financial management firms with combined assets under management worth trillions of dollars. Next, I want to dive into how my prior work experience has qualified me for this role as commissioner. My experience in the private sector, managing business units for multiple corporations, hiring and developing employees, negotiating contracts with private and public entities, as well as implementing strategic planning efforts for tribal agencies, has provided me with the knowledge and skills to support the people of Alaska in my role as a commissioner at the RCA. Managing business units in the private sector has also helped develop my financial aptitude, as well as enhanced my proficiency in reviewing and interpreting legal, operational, and regulatory documents. My experience and comprehension of the interactions between tribal governments and state and federal agencies have proven valuable in my current role. Working for the state has also prepared me for this position in numerous ways. My time in the governor's office allowed me an in-depth opportunity to learn about the state of Alaska and the people of Alaska. The beginning of my public service for the state of Alaska began in 2018, just days after the 7.1 earthquake hit South Central. The following summer, the state experienced severe wildfires, and of course, we all know the pandemic of 2020. Although most of my work for the state was behind the scenes, I was supporting efforts to manage every natural disaster and community emergency that impacted the state. Some of this work included traveling to remote communities throughout the state and engaging with government and private sector leadership in both rural and urban settings. My work for the state has also included interactions with other governors, commissioners, and working with the federal government at all levels, including White House executives. In closing, I would like to share my vision for Alaska. As a commissioner of the RCA, I will continue to encourage practices that promote a pragmatic approach to low-cost and reliable energy solutions. What has benefited Alaska well throughout its history is diverse energy generation statewide. Alaska is an energy juggernaut, and we have many opportunities to develop our energy resources. We also need a nimble regulatory environment that fosters robust economic investments. I want to continue to work toward developing a thriving state that is not dependent on one or two economic sectors. We need diversity with our economic drivers. The key to a diverse economy is energy availability, reliability, and affordability. We need to curb out migration, and we should be able to provide the people of Alaska with a stable cost of living and economic certainty. In my role as a commissioner with the RCA, I will continue to balance the public interest in all matters that come before the commission. This concludes my testimony, and I will now take questions from the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Espindola. Committee members, questions for the appointee? Senator Kaufman.
Thank you, Chair Gies. Not a question, just a comment, if I may.
All right. Yes, we are in questions, but go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say I'm not going to name names, but just I received the most wonderful letter of recommendation for you. Sometimes you get letters of recommendation from people that are just, you know, this is a great person, you know, but it was very specific about your ability to absorb the complexities that you're dealing with. So if this is true, it sounds like we have the right person in the right place, because it's just glowing of, and it's someone that's, you know, has been observing you in action, and they feel that you're just remarkably capable of dealing with the details. So I just want to say to, and I'm kind of shout out to the person who gave me this feedback here, that it looks pretty impressive to me.
Thank you, Senator Kaufman. Further questions? Senator Kawasaki.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you for being here, Mr. Espindola. Under the statute, under Title 42 for the Regulatory Commission of Alaska, there's a couple things that you need to have to qualify. I'll just read it. It says you have to have a degree from an accredited university or college with a major in engineering, finance, economics, accounting, business administration, or public administration, or I guess I don't actually have the entire thing, but can you tell me what qualifies you, or do you follow those qualifications? Is there anything that would make you pause when it comes to those particular qualifications for a regulatory commission appointee?
Thank you, Chair. Thank you for the question, Senator Kawasaki. I meet the minimum requirements of Statute 4204-020 with over 10 years of executive management experience in business. I also have 4.5 years of public administration working for the executive branch and over 18 years of experience serving on various boards for government entities.
Follow-up, Senator Kawasaki? Further questions? Yes, Senator Wilkowski.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. Just curious about your work at the City of Albuquerque Energy Council. What sort of work did you do there? What did that entail?
Through the Chair, Senator Wilkowski, during that time, we had the Obama ARRA funding, and the city needed support and recommendations on what projects to pursue. For example, replacing aging mechanical equipment with more efficient equipment with more efficient motors, LED lighting retrofits, various gas systems that would are energy efficient gas systems. So a whole variety of different energy related projects, as well as massive solar deployments for solar farms.
Follow up, Senator Wilkowski.
How often did the board meet? Was that a paid position?
It was through the chair. It was an unpaid position, and the board met regularly once a month for approximately 4 to 6 hours.
And then, Madam Chair.
Follow up, Senator Wilkowski.
I guess same sort of question on the Pueblo of Laguna Utility Authority. What did you do there? Was that a paid position? Was that a volunteer position? How often did they meet?
Through the chair, Senator Wilkowski. That was a more involved role with the utility authority. The utility authority at times would meet weekly. I received a small stipend throughout my tenure with the utility authority.
Follow-up, Senator Wilkowski.
What sort of things did you do on that board?
In 2008, that's through the chair, Senator Wilkowski. In 2008, I was instrumental in helping the tribe develop its own internet service provider. Function of their business unit, working with the federal administration through a Community Connect grant. We stood up our own ISP. We put different resources for telecommunications throughout the tribe. We received a $70 million grant to repipe the entire water and wastewater system for the tribe. And with my experience in underground utility contracting, I was very instrumental in helping lay these projects out for the tribe.
Follow-up, Senator Wilkowski.
And on both of those, what was the appointment process to be on those boards? Was that like a mayor, or how did you get on those boards?
I was appointed by village council, and they voted on my appointment and signed off by the governor of the Pueblo. Through the chair.
How about for City of Albuquerque Energy Council?
Through the chair, I was nominated by a department within the City of Albuquerque. I was then appointed by the mayor and then confirmed by City Council.
Senator Klayman.
Thank you for joining us today. Your appointment was a few months ago, kind of after we finished our last regular session. How long have you been serving on the board?
Through the chair, Senator Klayman, I've been serving since June 12th of 2023.
So tell me a little bit of how has your experience been on the board thus far? I guess I shouldn't say the board, the commission. I apologize.
Through the chair, Senator Klayman, it's been a phenomenal experience. I've been able to take a deep dive into all things utilities, from our urban utilities to our smaller rural utilities. There's a lot. We have hundreds of pages of statutes and regulations that I'm working my best to be up to speed on. Those statutes and regulations dictate what we do and how we do it. And this body decides what the policy behind those. And so it's been a great experience.
Okay. And are you finding that it looks like from your resume, you've been in a number of different, done a lot of different board service in other parts of the country. Is it been a steep learning curve? Has it got a lot of things you're familiar with from past service and other environments? Tell me about that.
Through the chair, Senator Klayman, there has been a learning curve, understanding the statutes and the regulations, but it hasn't been what I would call a steep learning curve.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Senator Dunbar.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you for appearing here, Commissioner. I've heard that there are a number of vacancies in the professional staff at the RCA. Do you have, now you're essentially a manager there. What are the plans to resolving those vacancies? Are there budgetary issues that are preventing us from hiring these staff? And how has those vacancies impacted the work of the RCA?
Through the chair, thank you for the question, Senator Dunbar. So the chairman is responsible for managing the operations of the commission, not the individual commissioners. However, I have asked to be more involved in our recruitment efforts, as well as our public outreach efforts. And so we have been actively looking at job fairs, trying to recruit open positions, but the vacancy issue isn't just for the commission, it's industry-wide in many other sectors. What the state of Alaska offers is flexibility in schedule with hybrid work, and so we are trying to see what we can do to incentivize more staff to come to the commission. But as you are all aware, it's a very tough job market right now for all industries.
Follow up, Madam Chair.
Senator Dunbar.
To your knowledge, have all the vacant positions been put out for hire?
Through the chair, to my knowledge, no. They have not been put out for hire.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Further questions? Okay. I'm just going to add, as we look at the qualifications for an RCA commissioner, it says the individual must qualify with at least 5 years of actual experience in the practice of law or in the fields of engineering, finance, economics, accounting, business administration, or public administration. So you've been serving on this commission for 10 months. Mr. Espindola, is there any other commissioner presently serving that has at least 5 years of actual experience in the practice of law serving on the commission right now?
Through the chair, Senator Giesel, no, there is not a commissioner who is on the commission that has served in the practice of law.
Thank you. How about engineering? Are you aware of any engineers that serve on the commission right now?
Through the chair, to my knowledge, I don't believe any of the commissioners hold a degree in engineering.
All right. Thank you for that. That may highlight for you and the public some of the concern that folks hold regarding the RCA right now and the qualifications fulfilling those seats. Are there any other questions for Mr. Espindola? All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us today, especially for being here in person. We appreciate that. All right. The next appointee that is before us public testimony. We'll take public testimony now on this appointee. Is there anyone in the room that wishes to testify on the appointment of Mr. Espindola to the RCA, Regulatory Commission of Alaska? Seeing no one in the room, I'm looking online, and there is no one present online to testify regarding Mr. Espindola's appointment, so I will close public testimony. All right. So our next appointee is Marit Carlson Van Dort, and she is online. Let me get to her right here. Marit, welcome to the Resources Committee.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
You are being reappointed to the Board of Fisheries. And so if we could ask you to please introduce yourself for the record, your name, affiliation, and then give us your statement regarding your appointment.
Certainly, to my Madam Chair, members of the committee, my name is Marit Carlson Van Dort. I am a born and raised Alaskan, a Shinpiak from the Southern Alaska Peninsula. I was raised between Juneau in the winters, where I attended school, and Chignik Bay, where I spent my summers with a large extended family and generational fishermen. Currently, I reside in Anchorage, where I moved in 2013. But prior to 2013, my entire life experience has been living in coastal Alaska off the road system, and I continue to maintain a seasonal home in the village of Chignik Bay. In the early 1990s, when I was about 14, I was offered a job on my grandfather's seine boat, and I spent the next 13 or 14 summers seining for salmon. I am also a lifelong subsistence user, and these experiences fishing really inspired my early interest in ecology and the sciences of the natural world. So after graduating from Juneau Douglas High School, I attended the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and I earned a bachelor's of science degree in conservation biology. And while Wisconsin may not be known as a hotbed for salmon research, the university has certainly pioneered the science of limnology and fish ecology and freshwater systems in North America, and it was in that coursework that I concentrated most of my studies. So upon my return to Alaska, I continued my education at the University of Alaska Southeast in fishery science, where I was particularly interested in large population dynamics of Salmonid species, and also in the Masters of Arts in Teaching program, where I studied secondary education with a math science emphasis, and through which I completed my student teaching practicum at Juneau Douglas High School, where I taught physical science and oceanography. Over the years, how Alaska protects, manages, and uses the many resources we've been blessed with has remained central to my personal and professional interests. I am a former legislative staffer in both the House and the Senate, spending many hours assigned to the work of this committee in particular, as well as a former legislative liaison to the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation. More recently, I have shifted to the private sector and continued to work in public and government affairs in areas associated with state and federal regulation, environmental policy, permitting, resource development, and community outreach and engagement. I am currently employed as the President and Chief Executive Officer of Far West Incorporated, which is the Alaska Native Village Corporation for Chignik Bay, formed under the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. My initial interest in serving on the Board of Fisheries came about because of what seemed to me to be very significant changes and dramatic shifts in many of Alaska's fish populations and their behaviors in recent years. I am very interested in trying to understand what is causing those changes and ensuring that fisheries management policies are appropriately responsive to what is being observed locally and reflected in the scientific data. Most importantly, we need to be managing for long-term sustainability. To me, that means first and foremost that sufficient numbers of fish are returning and reproducing to renew wild populations. Secondly, that we are managing for a sustainable surplus. And most importantly, that Alaska's subsistence use priority is being upheld so that fish are available to Alaskans as a reliable, affordable, and accessible source of healthy protein to support our bodies and to feed our families. I fully support Alaska's commercial fishing industry, having been a longtime participant myself. It's very important to Alaska's economy and also important part of bolstering Alaska's food security, making fish available to Alaskans who, for whatever reason, may not be willing or able to access the resource for themselves, not to mention feeding the world with healthy wild fish. I fully recognize the value and importance of Alaska's subsistence, commercial sport fishing, and personal use fisheries to the culture and economies of Alaskan communities, particularly in rural communities. During my time on the board, I worked really hard to develop relationships with resource users and to be available to individuals and groups. In addition to board meetings, Madam Chair, I've met with stakeholders throughout the Kodiak islands. I've met with Cook Inlet drift fishermen and set netters. I've met with forkfish guides and conservation groups from Lower Cook Inlet to the Mat-Su Valley. I've met with Southeast Alaska commercial and sport fishing interests and subsistence users. I have visited and met with Alaska Peninsula area stakeholders. I've met with hatchery representatives. I've met with dip netters and folks from Alaska Native regional and village corporations and tribes. I've attended Yukon and Kuskokwim and Bristol Bay regional meetings. I've communicated with countless individuals on the phone and through emails. I've attended Fish and Game Advisory Committee meetings from Sitka to Fairbanks and many points in between. And I've done my very best to be available to fisheries participants and those concerned about Alaska's fisheries because they deserve no less. It can be a very daunting task, one that is often fraught with disagreement and disappointment. But the best I can do is to be communicative and honest and to maintain focus on what is best for the fish. So how we manage in the interest in conservation and to satisfy the needs of various user groups is the board's greatest challenge, in my opinion. And we need to be basing our decisions on sound, defensible science and valuable local and traditional knowledge, which I firmly believe is a significant part of best available science. And our collective goals need to be made to ensure healthy ecosystems and long-term sustainability of the resources that provide for everyone. Madam Chair, Alaska's fish mean a lot to me. Alaska's fish has given a lot to me. It's afforded me an education, among many other things, and I want to continue to give back through service on this board. So thank you for allowing me this time and allowing me to participate remotely. Madam Chair, I will do my very best to answer any committee questions at this time. Kaliana, thank you.
Thank you very much for your presentation. Committee members, questions for Merritt. Senator Klayman.
Will this be your second term on the Board of Fish?
It will be my second full term. I was initially appointed in 2019 to complete the term of Mr. Orville Huntington. So I completed the 2 years of his term. So third term, second complete term, if confirmed, Madam Chair.
Follow up, Senator Klayman.
And just obviously you know exactly what you're signing up for another term, and I appreciate you doing that. Some people might wonder, are you sure you want to keep doing this? But I think you've answered that question. So thank you for coming today and providing testimony.
Very good. Further questions from committee members? Senator Dunbar.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I've asked this to a number of folks. And it's a question with a complicated answer. But we're all very concerned, obviously, I'm sure you are too, about the collapse of fish stocks in Western Alaska and along the river systems there. To what do you attribute those collapses in fish stocks, particularly King and Chum, going up rivers like the Kuskokwim and the Yukon?
Through the chair, Senator Dunbar, you know, that's a multifaceted question and multifaceted answer. So I think that there's a lot that we don't understand, and I'm very encouraged by the work that is being done by the department to better understand what is happening in the life cycle of these salmon species in the marine environment, both chum and king salmon, and the work of Dr. Katie Howard in particular is much needed and fascinating. I think we need to continue to explore the genetics and to access additional genetic data so that we can have a better understanding of what the fish are out there, where they came from, where they're headed, and how we can manage most appropriately so that they are being able to reach their natal streams and that hopefully they'll be able to reproduce and supply a harvestable surplus for folks in the future. So I think there's ecological climate change that is impacting that. Fisheries are impacting that, but there's a lot that we don't know and we need to continue to explore that, Madam Chair.
Follow-up, Senator Dunbar.
No, thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you for that answer, Ms. Carlson-Van Dort.
Further questions for Marit? Seeing none, thank you. We will now turn to public testimony. I have 13 people signed up online to testify today. So we'll start at the top. I will say I'm going to ask testifiers to limit themselves to 2 minutes, please, and I will be timing. So if you could be quite clear at the beginning whether you support or do not support this appointment, that's always helpful for us. So the first name on the list is Thomas Tilden in Dillingham. He'll be followed by Monty Roberts. Mr. Tilden, welcome. Please identify yourself for the record and give us your two-minute testimony.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Thomas Tilden. I am a commercial fisherman. I've been commercially fishing since 1963. I am also a subsistence fisherman. I have set netted along the Goosick River. I have drift netted in the five bays here in Bristol Bay. I fished herring in Togiak, both as a seine and a gill netter. I have long line for halibut, and I also sport fish. I am in favor of Bart Carlson Van Dorp being appointed. I believe that she has the qualifications to make very important decisions regarding our fishery. The fishery is changing in the state of Alaska, and it needs somebody like her to be able to make the right decisions so that we can continue to have a renewable resource. When I look around statewide and see what's happening on Kuskokwim, Yukon, Prince William Sound, and Chignik, that really worries me. And that really, at this time, we really need someone that is qualified and knows the issues. And I really hope that this committee would also support her. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much for your testimony. Next, we will go to Monty Roberts. And after Monty, we'll be going to Bill Stoltz in Anchorage. So,
Madam
Mr.
Chair,
Roberts.
My name is Monty Roberts. I'm a resident of Soldotna, Alaska. Today, I'm speaking on behalf of the Kenai River Professional Guides Association in support of the confirmation of Mark Carlson Van Dorp. As she stated in her statement, she has been accessible and she does her homework. She's been a very valuable board member. I would give her credit for putting the king salmon first at the Upper Cook Inlet board meeting in the Chinook Species of Management Concern Recovery Plan. She championed that and carried a majority of the burden and was very good at working with all user groups. And we appreciate her, and we would encourage the resource committee in their vetting process of other applicants to look at Mart as the example of what we need on the board, because she is actually knowledgeable and she does her homework and has process experience and all of the things that are very important to having a useful and successful board member. And I feel like that hasn't been always the case in some of the recent appointments. So we'd encourage you guys to look at that. And thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, Mr. Roberts, for your testimony. So next we are going to Anchorage. Bill Stoltz will testify next. He'll be followed by Charles Lean, who is in Nome. Welcome, Mr. Stoltz, former representative, please, and senator, by the way. Please give us your testimony as you identify yourself.
Sure. Bill Stoltz, representing myself, and please don't hold past affiliations against me. I am an enthusiastic supporter of the reconfirmation of Marit Van Dorp. A lot of people mispronounce her name as Merritt because that's a word that also fits her, how she got there, what's led her to leadership positions on the board, and how I would describe how she performs it. And it's a good word to describe her. She has gotten and accomplished what she has based on merit. So I have participated in three Cook Inlet cycles where she's been on the board, and some other meetings on other fisheries issues. Even if I disagree with her ultimate decision, how she arrives at that through thoughtfulness and deliberation and research, science-based decisions. Not always popular, but she is a guardian of the resource. And the way she conducts a meeting, I think she may have watched a few of your hearings. She is incredibly businesslike, efficient. She really ferrets out the repetitive new information. And not only does she stop the ad nauseum, she is will stop and attract any ad hominem testimony, and no personalities and no negatives, just the facts. So 5 seconds left. I thank you for the opportunity. I encourage the reconfirmation of Ms. Van Dorn.
Thank you very much, Mr. Stolz, for your testimony. Going next to Nome, we'll hear from Charles Lean. After that, we'll go to the off-net, and Hal Shepard will be after Mr. Lean. Mr. Lean, welcome. Your name and your affiliation, and give us your testimony, please.
Thank you. My name is Charles Lean. I'm the chair of the Northern Norton Sound Fish and Game Advisory Committee and a retired fisheries biologist. I've been participating in board meetings for 45 or more years. And I wanted to say that Marit Carlson Van Dort is exceptional. She's great. And I'm speaking in favor of her appointment. She's a respected and experienced board member. She's really well-rounded. Got the Alaskan credentials, commercial fishing, subsistence fishing, the knowledge of corporate and public process. She's been making a really strong effort to make the Board of Fish accessible to all. And lots of times people at the board meeting are inexperienced or unsure of themselves. She's right in there, making sure they're heard, making sure they feel like they're heard. She's been trying to incorporate traditional knowledge into the North American fisheries management practices, and that strengthens the peer review process that we always hear about. And it also helps or keeps the managers on track as to what the public wants to see from their fishery resources. So anyway, her efforts have helped to build confidence in the Board of Fish process and confidence in the decisions rendered there. And I strongly recommend her for the Board of Fish. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. All right, going now to Hal Shepard in Homer. He'll be followed by Gail Vick in Fairbanks. Welcome, Mr. Shepard.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Hal Shepard, and I am representing the Norton Bay Watershed Council. That is a tribally owned and operated nonprofit focusing on watershed issues and marine ecosystem issues in that area and region. And I do not know Marit Carlson as well as some of the others who have testified, except for what I have heard. And the Watershed Council would like to, with others, enthusiastically support her renomination to the Board of Fish, as well as the appointment to the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council. And just echo the statements that others have already said. Her extensive work experience demonstrates her leadership and strategic vision and ability to navigate the extremely complex issues of fisheries management and science. She has much experience as an expert in Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation and with the state legislature. Also expertise in regional affairs, external relations, and environmental management, and as well as with the private and public sectors. So, and those are really sort of in and of themselves substantial. But again, as she had mentioned, the area of the Norton Sound, Yukon, Kuskokwim are facing a crisis. People are really wondering what's going on with empty smokehouses and empty drying racks that have happened in recent years. And her ability to bring in a unique perspective, we believe, is badly needed on the Board of Fisheries And so again, just echo the statements already made to fully support her renomination to the Board of Fisheries. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Shepherd. Next up is Gail Vick in Fairbanks, and Gail Vick will be followed by Gail Hoseth in Dillingham. So first up, Gail Vick, Fairbanks. Welcome.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Gail Vick. I'm calling in support of the confirmation of Marit Carlson Van Dort to the Alaska Board of Fisheries. I am speaking on behalf of myself as a fisheries policy consultant, a former commercial fisherman, and a 55-year resident of Alaska. However, I chair the Fisheries Subcommittee of the Fairbanks Advisory Committee, and I facilitate a weekly Bristol Bay AYK Coalition meeting, both of which are very strongly supportive of the appointment of Ms. Carlson Van Dort to the board. Many of us in the AYK have worked with Marit for several years and have found her to be extremely knowledgeable about multi-sector and biological issues. She has a strong background in fishing, fishery science, and most recently, she's been leading a new board directive on the integration of traditional knowledge into the board discussions. She's one of the most competent board members I have ever worked with. The current crisis in the AYK, indeed all of Alaska regarding the decline of Chinook salmon, requires someone with her extensive knowledge and experience. But there are many critical issues the board must currently address. I have full confidence in Ms. Carlson Van Dort's ability to work toward well-researched, sustainable solutions, putting Alaska's fisheries resource first and foremost so that we all have fish for the future. Thank you for consideration of her appointment.
Thank you very much, Ms. Vick. Next to Gail Hoseth in Dillingham, followed by Garvin Fedorenko, in Dillingham. So Ms. Hoseth?
Good morning, or good afternoon. Sorry, I'm thinking about it this morning. My name is Gayla Hossett. I'm the first chief of Chugan Tribal Council. We're a federally recognized tribe in Dillingham, Alaska, representing 3,150 tribal members. In 2021, we supported Marit Carlson Van Dort to the Board of Fisheries, and we again supported her in 2024 at our February 13th meeting for both the Board of Fisheries and the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council. Marit is very open-minded. She has open dialogue on really tough situations when we're at the Board of Fishery meetings. She explains the process to stakeholders during the meeting, and also she's has been a special guest speaker at various meetings around the state of Alaska, explaining the Board of Fishery process and the role, and to encourage people to get involved in this resource that affects a lot of us, because a lot of us are salmon people and dealing with fisheries. She has the knowledge and the experience, and it really shows. I have attended Bristol Bay meetings, Chinook meetings, Alaska Peninsula meetings, and statewide Board of Fishery meetings, and I think that she's an awesome candidate. She's excellent, and therefore, on behalf of the Chugan Tribal Council in Dillingham, Alaska, we support the reappointment of Marit Carlson Van Dort. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your testimony. Going now to Garvin Fedorenko in Dillingham. He will be followed by Forrest Braden in Ketchikan. Welcome, Mr. Fedorenko, if you'd give us your name, affiliation, and testimony.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Garvin Fedorenko. I am the President and CEO of Bristol Bay Native Association. I'm here to speak on behalf of Bristol Bay Native Association's support of the reconfirmation of Marit Carlson Van Dort to the Alaska Board of Fisheries. We have seen her many times as a member of the Board of Fish in the past. She has been put in very demanding situations during those times and has always handled them with professionalism and tact. She is always thoughtful with her comments. She's able to lead, she's willing to listen, and she treats all opinions with respect. For those reasons, we support having Marit Carlson Van Dort to serve on the Board of Fisheries. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you for your testimony, Mr. Fedorenko. Forrest Braden is next. He'll be followed by Rachel Donkersloot. Forrest, welcome.
Thank you, Chair Giesel, members of the committee. Good afternoon. I'm Forrest Braden, Executive Director for Southeast Alaska Guides Organization, or SEAGO. And on SEAGO's behalf, I want to voice our full support of Marit Carlson Van Dort for reappointment to the Board of Fisheries. You can also refer to our written letter of support in the information materials if you care to. SEAGO represents about 300 saltwater guided sport fishing and lodge businesses from Yakutat to Ketchikan, got a fleet of a little over 600 active charter boats, and that's about half this state's total charter boats. And with the exception of halibut, the Board of Fisheries has authority over every other fish that's important to our industry, and a good working board is just really important to us. Ms. Carlson Van Dort has served the board extremely well since her first appointment in 2019, in our view. We've had direct opportunity multiple times to interact with her, and she's a very capable person, very analytical, sharp at grabbing the nuances of fisheries management. So if you start a discussion with her about complex management concepts, you really don't have to start from scratch. She's got it, and that's helpful. If you track the meetings, you can see that she's very well prepared for all the proposals that come before the board. She really knows her material, and we've noticed, we have not noticed in any instance that Ms. Carlson Van Dort compromised the health of our fishery resources during deliberations or decisions, and we're comfortable that she's a fish-first individual, which is to everyone's benefit. Obviously, all the board members are very busy around meeting time, but Mart has always been responsive to our organization and made herself available to us to lay out her views and ask questions, and she'll give you her straight opinion, whether or not it aligns with yours. In summary, she's a great asset to the state and stakeholders that depend on healthy and well-managed fisheries. We've got a lot of fresh members of the board right now who are doing a great job of getting up to speed, but Mart will be an anchor to this group as far as the board process goes moving forward. We hope this committee will recognize Ms. Carlson Van Dort's value and recommend her to move forward in these confirmation hearings. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your testimony, Mr. Braden. Next, we go to Rachel Donkerschlute. She's in Aniak. She'll be followed by Benjamin Malott in Anchorage. Welcome, Rachel.
Hi, thank you. Good afternoon. Good afternoon to the chair and committee members. For the record, my name is Rachel Donkerschlute. I'm the fishery policy advisor for the Lake and Pin Borough, and I'm providing testimony on behalf of the Lake and Peninsula Borough today. The Lake and Pin Borough includes 17 communities spanning the Alaska Peninsula and the Lake Ileana area of Southwest Alaska. Our interests in fisheries span commercial subsistence and sport fishing. The borough strongly supports the reappointment of Mara Carlson Van Dort to the Board of Fisheries. She served on the board since 2019. I think she's now the longest serving member of the board, and she served most of that time as chairwoman. We have greatly appreciated her leadership through these years. The Board of Fish process overall has benefited from her leadership over these years. And I think the most recent example of that is the board's efforts to adequately and appropriately include traditional knowledge and traditional knowledge holders in the Board of Fish process. She brings much needed diversity and perspective to the board as a CPAC woman. She's highly qualified. Her personal background, her fishing background, her educational background, they serve this process well. And we strongly support the reappointment of Marit Carlson Van Dort to the Board of Fish. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for your testimony, Rachel. Next to Benjamin Malott, and then he'll be followed by Nancy Hillstrand. Welcome, Mr. Malott.
Thank you and good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Ben Malott. I have the honor of serving as Vice President of External Affairs for Alaska Affairs Native. As you all know, AFN is the largest statewide Native organization in Alaska. Our membership currently represents 179 federally recognized tribes, 154 village corporations, 9 regional corporations, and 10 regional property and tribal consortiums. AFN has long supported Marit Carlson Van Dort. AFN believes her expertise in marine policy and dedication to sustainable fisheries management are exceptional. Her leadership and fostering coverage with stakeholders, as you heard in her testimony, as well as in others, is amazing. And she promotes balanced decision-making processes. In addition, Mart has been instrumental incorporating interest knowledge into the Board of Fish process, which is still ongoing. But AFN has really appreciated her work in that area, incorporating our communities in the process. As such, I don't mean to echo everyone else, but AFN is strongly supportive of Mara Carlson Van Dort to the Board of Fish. Thank you, and good afternoon.
Thank you for your testimony, Ben. Next to Nancy Hillstrand, she will be followed by Alan Crookston. Welcome, Nancy.
Yes, thank you. My name is Nancy Hillstrand. I support Ms. Carlson Van Dort for the continuation on the Board of Fisheries. I'm the owner and operator of a 58-year-old Pioneer Alaskan Fisheries Corporation here in Alaska, and Coal Point Trading, a seafood processor, for 33 years. I've participated in the Board of Fisheries process since 1982, been on the Fish and Game Advisory Committee for 17 years, fished multiple species and gear types, and worked over 21 years with ADF&G as a fish culturist. I've witnessed Ms. Van Dort deliberating on the Board of Fisheries and found her actions very thoughtful, very balanced, and very fair. She asks complex questions to ensure decisions are well-researched, and we really need that at this time. With her excellent background and experience, Ms. Carlson Van Dort's continuation on the Board of Fisheries is an asset to the state of Alaska. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Nessie, for your testimony. And last up is Alan Crookston in Kenai. Welcome, Alan.
Yes, my name is Alan Crookston. I've been a set netter my entire life and Cook Inlet for 44 years. My father and grandfather did it before me. So this is in behalf of my company, Tide Chaser Fishery, and the crews that I work with and their families. I'm going to give an opposing, I strongly oppose the reappointment of Ms. Carlson Van Dort to the Board of Fish. I've had several dialogues with Ms. Carlson Van Dort. She's been to my fish site. She's ridden in my fish truck, and we've talked on my beach, and I appreciate those dialogues that we've had. But I feel like as an East Side set netter, Ms. Carlson Van Dort has been strongly opposed to working with us, and it hasn't been an open door for us to come up with solutions. I mean, even this past cycle alone, Ms. Carlson Van Dort kind of led the charge in reducing our mesh size, reducing our number of nets, reducing our number of nets per permit holder, reducing our number of hours fished. And so I know our particular user group as East Side set netters, it's been very detrimental. So again, I'm going to give an opposition for her reappointment because I feel like we need someone who can represent all user groups and is not a closed door to coming up with a solution to a 200-year-old fishery to this state. I thank you for letting me share my testimony.
Thank you very much for your testimony, Alan. That concludes our online testifiers. Is there anyone in the room that wishes to testify on the appointment of Marit Carlson Van Dort to the Board of Fisheries? Seeing none, I'm closing public testimony. That concludes our appointees for today. Senator Clayman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The Senate Resources Committee has reviewed the qualifications of the governor's appointees and recommends that the following names be forwarded to a joint session for consideration. Regulatory Commission of Alaska, John Espindola, and Board of Fisheries, Marit Carlson Van Dort. This does not reflect intent by any of the members of this committee to vote for or against these individuals during any further sessions for the purposes of confirmation.
Thank you. So the names will be forwarded to a joint session. Members, we will sign that confirmation committee report at the end of the meeting. This concludes our agenda for today. The next meeting will be Monday, April 15th at 3:30 p.m. after you've finished your IRS taxes. On the agenda for Monday will be SJR 19, Supporting Certain U.S. Trade Policies by the Senate Resources Committee, and we will have a presentation on Next Generation Mineral Assets by DNR. At this time, the meeting will be adjourned. Let the record reflect. The time is 4:50 p.m.